outside the offices of the Chief of State of the Galactic Alliance.
Han was not normally the most patient of men. He was particularly not patient when his family was in jeopardy. But he thought Leia would be proud of how quietly he stood outside the offices of the Chief of State, not bothering anybody, just waiting. Patiently. Of course, Leia probably wouldn't approve of why he was waiting patiently, but that didn't matter right now. Through the transparisteel windows, he saw the door to Dorvin's office open. Wynn looked tired. Han could sympathize. Deshalor looked up at him and said something Han couldn't hear, then pointed to where Han was standing outside. He smiled and waved at them. Dorvin's face grew even more tired looking, and he nodded. He picked up his briefcase and started out the door.
"Hello again, Captain Solo," Dorvin said. "Where's Amelia?"
"She's with some friends," Han said. "Figured I'd get her safely off-world before those Barvey members of the Senate subcommittee to investigate people going about their business decides an 8-year-old child is a threat."
He gave a cheerful and entirely fake grin.
"I see. I'm afraid I'm rather late for..."
"I'll walk with you. I mean, I've got nothing better to do. It's not like my wife is going to be around."
Dorvin was walking while they talked.
"Captain Solo, you know both the Interim Chief of State and I are friends of Jedi Solo, and we deeply regret..."
"Not yet. You don't deeply regret anything yet. Trust me."
They stepped in the turbo lift together. It started to descend. Han leaned forward and pressed the stop button, then turned to face Dorvin.
"I'm getting my wife out of prison. She doesn't belong there, and you know it. She's done absolutely nothing wrong and has dedicated her entire life to the ideals of the Galactic Alliance. I'm not going to sit meekly by and watch them do to her what they did to Tahiri. Now, you're either going to help me, or I'm going to consider you in my way."
"Is that a threat, Captain Solo?"
Dorvin didn't bat an eye.
"Only if you don't help me."
"I could have you arrested for threatening the Chief of Staff of the Galactic Alliance, you know."
"But you're not, are you?"
Dorvin regarded him steadily. His gaze wasn't cold, but it was appraising, and Han knew he was turning things over in his head, weighing all the options. Finally, Dorvin said,
"I'm afraid I can't help you in any official capacity."
There was no extra emphasis on the word official, but Han got it. Forcing himself not to grin in triumph, he reached and punched a button, and the turbolift continued its descent.
"Well, I had to try. You know that."
"I do. Thank you for understanding. Oven and I will do all we can legally to release your wife. He's heading there now to talk to her."
"Captain Solo, I really am late for an appointment, but why don't you accompany me? I'm visiting an old friend."